The street kid population is reaching troubling numbers in Sudan. Tropical storm Fury shakes a ministry in Haiti, and believers are shining a ray of hope in Austria. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Civil unrest in Sudan has left a mark on society. That mark is affecting the future of the nation. Kids Alive Matt Parker says a large portion of the population faces starvation. That's forced many kids into the streets.
There are a huge number, tens of thousands of street children who are driven to the streets because of poverty, because of family breakdown. Some of them are refugees that have been displaced as a result of the internal conflicts. They really have no option but to live on the streets just to try and survive.
There they face abuse, prostitution, and more. Kids Alive has rescued nearly 100 of these kids who now live in their children's homes. While the homes provide the physical essentials, Parker says that's just part of it.
We want to give children hope, not just for this life, not just providing them with food, with clothes, providing them with an education, but we want to give them hope for eternity and a knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Next, tropical storm activity stirring in the Caribbean hit Haiti hard this week. On Monday, unusually strong storms struck the north side of the island. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart details the damages.
Our clinic got the direct hit by lightning. All of the light bulbs exploded in the clinic. Our inverter took a hit. I don't know whether it's going to be repairable or not. The computer power source is gone. It's going to have to be replaced. The printer took a hit. It took out our satellite internet. There was a tremendous amount of rain with the storm, so there was flooding down the street and into the area where we're storing the beans.
It's been a summer filled with challenge. It threatens to disrupt their evangelistic outreach through feeding programs and now the burn clinic. You're listening to Mission Network News. World Hope International's Carl Eastlack is now serving as the ministry's new chief executive officer, the second since its founding. He says his job is to encourage people to put feet to their faith.
People think, well, why don't we just preach the gospel and get them to heaven? And you have to do that, and World Hope understands that and thoroughly enjoys sharing the love of Christ verbally. But there's nothing quite like giving a cup of cold water and honoring the command of the Lord that when you've done it to the least, you've done it to me.
More than that, it's about kingdom building through social justice.
Vision without action is a dream. Action without vision, you're just whiling away the time. But when you put the two together, that's when you change the world, when you have a sense of what can be done and a sense of what I can do about it. One of the great challenges is to be able to find the connect between the two in the lives of people.
World Hope will be narrowing its focus on human trafficking issues in the coming years. More details are on our website. In other news, prison inmates in Ecuador can grow in Christ despite overcrowding. Crossroad Bible Institute recently built its second South American distribution center in Quito, Ecuador. Believers behind bars will receive encouragement and in-depth discipleship from trained volunteers. Training continues even after the students are released. CBI serves as a discipleship ministry to prison inmates around the world. Pray that their faith will be strengthened through the CBI program. And in Austria, a ray of hope shines from the Ministry of Operation Mobilization. 2 years ago, a woman left prostitution through the help of an OA missionary. Today, she can almost sustain herself financially. Because work permits are hard to obtain in Austria, many women enter prostitution to earn money. OM wants to rescue more women from exploitation and develop a prevention program. Ask God to bring hope to women worldwide through OM's ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.